He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known."
Good morning. It is my pleasure to be the first senior speaker of 2010. I would also like to welcome you on this beautiful South Dakota winter day. Thank you. It is still hard to believe that this is my fourth year and that I will graduate in May. Feels like yesterday that I was a freshman wandering aimlessly around the chemistry department, dazed and confused. So, while I'm up here, I'm also supposed to share with you something that I've learned at Aga Cienega. Well, here's not quite what I've learned, but I'm still a little uncertain about quantum mechanics. And what it means to me. This last week of December of 2009, I spent at a Christian conference in Minneapolis called TCX. This is important for me to start with, because as I was preparing to write this sermon over Christmas break, I realized I had no idea what to talk about. Before the conference, it is fair to say that I was struggling with my faith this last semester and that I was not growing in my relationship with God. Rather, I was falling away. TCX helped me to come closer to Christ and figure out what I was going to talk about today. That is the scripture. This is the script that we taught that was today is something that has been on my heart for a long time. Looking at the first two verses, I'll summarize. God came into our heart, into our world, and he became man. But his own people did not know him. But rather, his people still don't know him. To me, this brings a mission trip experience I had while in Ghana during my sophomore year. In Ghana, there's a population of about 20 million. 60% call themselves Christian. Of that, only 10% know that if they die today, they'd go to heaven. So it was a great experience when one of my teammates, Ben and I, went to a guy's dormitory in the University of Cape Coast. There, we walked about the building for a while, looking at the culture and the students. And then we saw two students sitting on a retaining wall, just talking to each other. So we went up and talked to them. What was remarkable was that from talking to the students sitting on the wall, other Ghanaian students flocked to us. They wanted to talk to us white people, to us Americans, and they would talk about anything. We talked from religion to the candidates in the upcoming presidential race and the climate, which is kind of ironic today, because the favorite question that they asked me was that if our body temperature was lower than 37 Celsius because of the climate we live in. Today, I kind of think it is. What was so different was that nothing like this had ever happened to me before. Random strangers willing to have a conversation on touchy subjects without an argument forming. You know, here, if we talk about the presidential candidates, some of us will get into a heated discussion. And afterwards, we estimated that we must have talked to at least 40 students from the university. and we were able to share the gospel with all of them. From that experience in Ghana, I definitely felt as if the Word was with me, along with this grace and truth. And doing this sermon, I looked up grace on dictionary.com, as all good college students do, and I found some synonyms I felt fit with the sermon: mercy, clemency, and pardon. These synonyms mean a lot, especially to me. For example, when I do not make smart decisions, as I have done in my lifetime, and I start to stray away from God, I know that He will grant me mercy, will give me clemency, and will pardon me. And it is always relieving that God will do these no matter what I do. Looking at truth, I did the same at dictionary.com, and I found three again: fact, veracity, and honesty. And how awesome is it that God tells us with fact, veracity, and honesty that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Especially, how great do these explain what God is? And looking at a different chapter from John, chapter 3, verse 21, "But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God." So, by practicing the fact, veracity, and honesty of God, one becomes closer to God. Restating the scripture earlier, verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." By accepting Christ, we will all receive God's mercy. Therefore, what do we do when the world does not recognize the light that John came as a witness to testify? There's two verses that I want to share with you, too, that lead up to John 10 to 18, looking at 8 to 9. "He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light, what gives light to every man, was coming into the world." This was John telling that Jesus was coming. And that we all share this light. And we all can live for the light. A great phrase that I learned at TCX talks about the meaning of life for Christians: live it for eternity. So what about the people who do not know the light? The people still in the darkness? We need to tell them. We need to show them how wonderful this light is. And as stated earlier, he came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. With me, let us change that. Let us share the light with the people that we know. I ask you to join me in this task that we can start here at Augie, with your roommates, with your friends, your classmates. God's people do not have to be in the shadows. We can bring the light. Let's take a page from the Ghanaians and talk to people we don't know. Together, we can bring light to our campus in 2010. Amen.